Magic is an exciting word. It makes us sort of tingle inside and makes it wonder what is going to happen next. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the thought for today. Magic is a very special word. Yes, whenever we think of magic, we think of something that is being done very unusually, something that is being done that's going to bring about a result that's going to be very special. We think of the magicians, we think of Mandrake the magician, we think of all of the wonderful people who have demonstrated this wonderful talent, and we think, wow, wouldn't it be fun to do that ourselves? Well, here at the campus of the University of Healing, we do that ourselves on a regular basis. We do that on ourselves on a regular basis by just using phrases. Our bodies and our life and our minds and our world have all been sort of tangled up with problems that we've been facing for a long, long time. And we have come to believe that these problems are something that we can do nothing about. They're just there, and you sort of have to live with them. You sort of have to live with them. And so our mental attitude is, we just have to live with them. And our physical attitude is, well, we'll just put up with it. But what is it that we're living with, and what is it that we're putting up with? What we're living with is a limited idea of ourselves. What we're putting up with is a limited idea of who and what we really are. Now, that's been going on for a long time, perhaps from our childhood, quite likely from our childhood, because in our childhood we are told in the beginning to not think we know everything, that we're limited in so many ways. And so as we grow older, this is a natural attitude that we have in our minds. Well, how can we ever get away from that old attitude that has been with us from the beginning of our time here on this planet Earth? How can we make a change? Well, you can't make a change, because whatever you've been planting in your mind is there forever. And that seems like a hopeless thing, doesn't it? It's there forever. But hey, if you have a garden, and that garden is planted with corn, and every year it comes up corn, every year it comes up corn, because the seeds of corn fall in the ground and it comes up corn. And then you, as a farmer, decide you're going to rotate your crops, or you're going to have a different crop, whatever your reason is, doesn't matter. And you plow up the field, and you disc it well, and you make sure that the soil is well prepared for the new crop. And then you just say, what shall I raise? Shall I raise radishes? Oh, come on, Herb, a whole field of radishes? Of course. A lot of farmers raise radishes. Shall I raise lettuce? Shall I raise avocados? Avocados? They need an orchard. Well, yes, okay, we couldn't start having an orchard then. It doesn't matter what I'm going to raise. Oh, maybe oranges or apples. Apples are a lot of fun. Oh, those wonderful, sweet grapefruit from Texas. They're so good. Well, what about having some pickles, you know, some cucumbers? Oh, my goodness. The possibilities are endless. And so we go to the seed store and we buy the seed that we want to plant in our field. And it's expensive to plant a lot of seed. We're going to plant 1, 2, 3, 5, 100 acres. It doesn't matter how many. But once we plant the seeds, then we have the expectation that we're going to have a crop of whatever it is we planted. We're going to have a crop of corn. That's what we had before. No, we're going to have a crop of radishes. And we know that the market's going to be good for the radishes. We will be able to sell them very well, but we haven't come to that point yet. We're at the point of planting the seed and putting the nutrients in the soil so that the soil will let those seeds grow into mature plants, and we'll have good radishes. And then we have to water it. We have to do all the little things that are necessary. Now, maybe nature waters it. Maybe we're in a climate with has nice rain, and that rain comes down at the right times, and the sun comes down at the right times, and everything comes down at just the right time to bring up our radishes. Now, this has happened before, and so we're not unfamiliar with it. It's a common thing. But how did we get those radishes in a field of corn? Well, we stopped raising the corn, and we started raising radishes. We just prepared the soil of the field for the new crop. Well, our hearts and our minds and our bodies and our affairs are much the same thing. For years, we've been planting seeds inside of us, saying that we can't do this or we can't do that. And because we say we can't do this or we can't do that, we can't do it. It's not that we can't do it. It's just that we have trained ourselves to believe we can't do it, so we do not put forth the effort to do it. On campus, we've been using a phrase, "I like me." Now, that phrase is rather powerful because for all of our life, we have had times when we didn't like ourselves, and maybe that was a lot of the time. And when you don't like yourself, you don't apply yourself. You just get by, and you don't do your very best. You don't live a fantastic, glorious, noble life. But once you start saying, "I like me," you're planting new seeds in that garden. Now you got to carefully nurture that garden. Every time a thought that comes up and says you don't like yourself, you just say, "I like me. I like these are the new seeds you're planting there. Whoops, there's an area where I forgot to plant a seed. So, I like me. I like me." You're planting those seeds all over your mind, all over your heart, all over your body, all over whatever it is, all over everything. And lo and behold, the seed begins to take root and begins to come up. And the "I like me" seed is a nice seed to come up. And then, as you're doing this, a rainstorm comes along that gets pretty heavy. And you look at that rainstorm and you say, "All is in divine order." You don't have fear of the rain that's going to wash out your crop or that's going to damage anything. All is in divine order. And you say, "All is in divine order." And lo and behold, the right amount of rain falls on your fields to raise your crop. To raise your crop of "I like me." Oh my, yes. And so all of those thoughts that come along and say, "It ain't so," or "Here's a big problem for you to face," you just say, "I like me. I know how to handle that. I like me." All is in divine order. And as you do these two things, you're putting those causes so beautifully, so firmly, you're planting them in your fields so wonderfully, so broadly, that over all your spirit, mind, and body is "I like me," and all is in divine order. And then it's time to harvest. It's time to enjoy the harvest of what you have planted in your garden. And you say, "I am peace." And as you say, "I am peace," you harvest all of your thoughts. Now, it's true, the fall comes and the crispness of the air comes, and it's time for the harvest. And sometimes a freeze comes too soon, which is a bad attitude. Sometimes a late rain comes and messes things up. All sorts of things can come. But when you say, "I am peace," you have put the final touch on being yourself and having fun. You put the final touch on "I like me, all is in divine order, I am peace." And as you say, "I am peace," you take a deep breath and you say, "I am peace," and you feel just wonderful. And as you do this day after day after day after day after day, this is your way of thinking. This is your modus operandi. This is who you are. This is the only thing you are. And it's the only thing that matters. And you put that cause in motion. You put that cause in motion for yourself, and you enjoy the harvest of the cause that you put in motion. Well, a lot of people think this is magic, that you can do such a thing like that. And maybe in its own way it is magic. But the big thing is, it's so simple that we sometimes don't return away from it. We don't realize that it's so simple and so wonderful, and it is true, it is done now. So claim that for yourself today. Claim that magic for yourself today, and watch the miracle of your life reveal itself in its fullness, in its glory, in its magic. As I say, we have our miracle on campus of using that wonderful trio phrase, and people who come to campus to experience wholeness and joy and get a new claim on life, we give them this miracle too, and they use it, and they see wonders happening in their life. Well, why not you, right where you are, in your home, in your business, in your life, just settle down and take this trio of concept and make it yours, and let it be your miracle maker in your life for wholeness in spirit, mind, and body, for wealth, for relationships, for any area that you are interested in having a new garden, having a new crop, the crop of fulfillment of every desire of your heart. It's up to you. You can do it. And it really works. Have a lovely day, and put it in motion for yourself, and watch it work its magic in your life. I love you. I love you. I love you.